out of the truck bed this morning.
News, I'm Brian Clark. Kansas City Chiefs receiver Mecole Hardman caught the game-winning touchdown pass in overtime of the Super Bowl. But he told ABC's Good Morning America he hadn't realized what he had just done.
I didn't know. I blacked out for a second, and I seen you, Pat, run to me. I'm like, okay, it's time to celebrate now. So, yeah, I definitely blacked out for sure.
Pat is Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. He was the MVP in the 25-22 overtime win over the San Francisco 49ers. Former President Donald Trump's expected to attend a hearing today in Florida involving the case brought by the special counsel over alleged mishandling of classified documents. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalized for the second time this year for what the Pentagon calls a bladder issue. He transferred his duties to his deputy. A woman was shot and killed after she pulled out a rifle and opened fire at celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's Houston church. A 5-year-old boy with the woman was critically hurt. This is ABC News. Today would have been Charles Darwin's 215th birthday. He is credited with introducing the concept of evolution in his 1859 book On the Origin of Species. Researchers are now marking this occasion.
For the first time, the entirety of Charles Darwin's personal library is now available on the internet for free. The Darwin Online Project has published hundreds of thousands of books, journals, manuscripts, and images from the naturalist. Many are appearing online for the first time, including some newly discovered items. That means anyone with an internet connection can comb through Darwin's favorite novels, his personal correspondence, even illustrations. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
But trouble for animals that move around the world, as a new report from the United Nations says, nearly half of the world's migratory species, everything from birds to turtles to whales, are in decline. More than 20% of the species monitored by the UN are threatened with extinction. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Support Group is moving their meetings to the Waterford in Park Falls starting February 20th at 12:30 p.m. They will continue to meet on the third Tuesday of each month at the same time. If you're experiencing symptoms of dementia or care for an individual exhibiting signs of dementia, you're invited to come celebrate their new move and location at the Waterford in Park Falls and enjoy a bite to eat, refreshments, and ADRC giveaways. For more information, you can reach Shay O'Rourke at the ADRC of Price County at 715-339-1052. ADRC looks forward to seeing you.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has seen its first ever tornado touchdown in February. The National Weather Service says it happened between Evansville and Edgerton in south-central Wisconsin early last night. There's no word of any serious injuries, but there are a lot of reports of damage. A bipartisan bill to ban deepfake audio and video from political ads in Wisconsin is moving through the state legislature. Rice Lake Republican Senator Romaine Quinn at a committee hearing yesterday.
I know there was an ad during the New Hampshire primary on the presidential side that had artificial intelligence in the ad, and I think disclosure is going to be more and more incredibly important as we try to wrangle the potential impacts of this.
The bill would impose $1,000 fines on the makers of ads that use artificial intelligence but don't disclose it. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Shirley Jean Hughes passed away at the age of 87 on Thursday, February 8th at Woodville, Wisconsin. She is survived by her children, Deborah Handy of Pullman, Washington, by Linda Barine of Surprise, Arizona, by Ronald Hughes of Fort Worth, Texas, and by Sandra Bradley of Nashville, Tennessee. Further survived by her grandchildren and by her great-grandchildren. A mass of Christian burial to be held at 11 a.m. on Thursday, February 15th at St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips with Father Madnu Lordu Raju officiating. Visitation will begin at 9:30 a.m. and continue until the time of the mass at the church. This has been the funeral notice for Shirley Jean Hughes, age 87. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 33 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 20 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 33. On Wednesday, a little bit of light snow with a high on Wednesday right around 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from Super Bowl 58. The Chiefs beat the 49ers 25-22 in overtime to become only the second team in over 20 years to win back-to-back NFL championships. Patrick Mahomes named the game's most valuable player, and what made the difference for Kansas City?
The attitude of the team, it's special, and I'm proud of the guys, man. I mean, we battled through and through all the way through the playoffs into the Super Bowl, and just like our whole season, it came down to the last play.
Tight end Travis Kelce caught on video shoving and yelling at Coach Andy Reid before halftime when the team was struggling.
You know, he bumps into me, I get after him, and we understand that. He loves to play the game. He wants to help his team win. It's not a selfish thing.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan on losing again to the Chiefs in a Super Bowl.
I mean, I heard the most for the players. Those are the guys. I mean, it's such a, can't tell you guys how long it takes to get here. Our guys, I heard for the most.
That's 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan. Super Bowl 58, I'm Mike Clemens.
In other sports notes, wrestling regionals held over the weekend. If you finish in the top four in your weight class, you get to advance on to sectionals this weekend. So here's how our area wrestlers did for Shawamigan at 120 pounds. Ethan Humphrey advances on with a fourth place finish. At 126, fifth place for Tyree Mullins. For Shawamigan at 132, Skylar Otteson was unable to advance at 132 pounds, did not place. At 144, it was Jackson Ernst taking sixth place. At 150 pounds, Aiden McFadden was unable to advance at that weight class. At 157, a fifth place finish for Hudson Hilgarp. At 165, Dalton Schmidt was unable to advance in his matches at that weight class, did not place. At 175, fourth place finish for Gregory Morgan to advance on to sectionals on Saturday. And at 285, Larry Komarek did not place, was not able to advance on to sectionals. For the Phillips Loggers at that same regional, at 120 pounds, sixth place for Caden Boudreaux at 120 pounds. At 126, a regional championship for J.J. Adamitis of Phillips as he advances on. Fourth place finish for Jason McMillan. At 132 pounds, he advances on to sectionals. Fifth place for Sawyer Kuchiba at 138. At 144, second place for Daniel Adamitis to advance on. At 150, Trenton Swickla was unable to advance on, did not place. At 157, a sixth place finish for Derek Pishka. At again, the 157 weight class. A regional championship for Ethan Upson at 165 as he advances on to sectionals. At 175 for Phillips, it was Aaron Delasky finishing in fifth place. At 190, a sixth place finish for McCoy Delasky. And at 285, Josh Nutt did not place, was unable to advance on. For the Lakeland Mercer wrestling team, at 106 pounds, Logan Gray Ives finishes in fourth. He advances on. Justin Funmaker at 120 advances on with a fourth place finish. Charlie Ernst of the Lakeland Mercer wrestling team take sixth at 126. At 132, Osawa Durant was unable to place, did not advance on. At 138, same thing for Cade Elm, did not place. At 144, third place for Jerome LaBarge of Lakeland Mercer Wrestling. He'll advance on to sectionals on Saturday. Tyson Scooball at 157 finishes in fourth to advance on. At 165, Tommy Howard took sixth place at that weight class. At 175, Kenny Thompson was unable to place and advance on. At 190, same thing for Carmelo Roche Veternek. He was unable to place, did not advance on. And a second place finish for Leonard Chosa at 215 to advance on to sectionals in wrestling this weekend. The girls WIAA tournament brackets are out. LCO gets a 15 seed. They'll travel to Webster. And they're in a completely different section than the rest of the Northern D5 team. South Shore, a one seed, will host Bruce. Gilman, a nine seed, will travel to Lake Holcomb. Hurley gets a five seed. They will play host to Flambeau. Mercer gets a 13 seed. They'll be at Butternut on Tuesday for the opener of tournament action. Drummond, a 3 seed, will play host to Cornell, the 14 seed. Winter, 11 seed, travels to Mellon. They are the 6 seed. Prentice gets a 7 seed, and they will play host to Washburn. And the Thorpe girls get a 15 seed. They'll travel to take on Owen Withy. Rib Lake in a different section, a 9 seed, and they will travel to take on Three Lakes and Phelps Co-op team. Meanwhile, Athens, Amerewood team, they'll get a home game as they get a 4 seed in their contest. Edgar and Newman Catholic, both of the Amerewood South, they'll clash in the first round of tournament action. In Division III, Ladysmith and Marathon will play their first game in Marathon on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Shawamigan girls in Division 4, Shawamigan girls, the 11 seed, they'll travel to Cadott on Tuesday. They are the 6 seed. The winner will get Cameron. And then Phillips, they are the 2 seed, and they will get a first round bye, and they'll await the winner of Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser and Spencer in their contest. And in Division 2 action, you've got, Division 3. I'm a division off here. Northland Pines, a 6 seed. They will play host to Clintonville. Tomahawk gets a 7 seed. They'll play host to Sturgeon Bay. And in Division 2, Lakeland has a very strong team this year again after making it to state last year. They are a 2 seed. They'll await the winner of Ashland traveling to take on Merrill. Rhinelander will get a home game. They are a 3 seed. And they'll play host to Green Bay Southwest in their opening contest. High school basketball from Friday night, boys basketball. Mellon beat Bayfield on Friday, 68-55. It was Marathon boys topping Phillips, 87-53. Newman Catholic topped the Newman Catholic was a winner in their contest by a score of 62-56. It was Stratford topping Rib Lake 57-40. You had Rhinelander winning over Lakeland 65-55. The Medford boys Friday night beat Pine 74-41. And Mosinee topped Tomahawk in boys action 109-26. Girls action Friday, Barron over Ashland 71-46. Drummond, they top Butternut in a close one, 54-51. It was Lakeland topping the Rhinelander girls 60-34. The Medford girls top Pine 62-53. And the Mosinee girls on Friday, they beat Tomahawk 70-26. And the Ashland Valentine Gymnastics Invitational was held over the weekend. And for the Lakeland squad, they competed at that event, and we'll have some results for you. I should say that Brittany Schleck finished in 26th place in the overall standings at that event over the weekend. As always, archived audio stories and much more at 98qcountry.com, and that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
You know, actually, when we got married, we only knew each other for 4 months. Anybody get married in less than 4 months? Oh, we got, how long? 10 weeks. Wow, you guys are a tender story of a lifetime. I mean, no, that's beautiful. 10 weeks. Kudos. Y'all that has topped us out at 4 months. Well, let me tell you, with 4 months, and a lot of people don't realize that, that's just a little bit longer than it takes to grow a watermelon. But I don't want you to think I jumped the gun about everything. We did wait 6 months before we bought a new couch. Because a couch, that's a lifelong investment, you know? Don't want to get stuck with a lousy one. Now, in 13 years, you hope to have the same spouse, but you know you're going to have the same couch, so choose wisely. Those of you clapping still have the couch, so congratulations to y'all. But no, we were very blessed. My parents have been married for over 40 years. My wife's parents have been married for over 40 years. My grandparents were married for almost 70 years. And yeah, beautiful. I mean, they showed me the value of commitment because they had the same couch the whole time.
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is just around the corner.
So you better come through for us women, this time with something decent for a change, especially for those of you who messed up on Christmas, and you know who you are because you did, and we just put up with your lunkhead friends over for the Super Bowl, dropping bean dip on my carpet and farting on my good couch. You owe us, So whatever you get us for Valentine's Day better start with the word expensive and end with the word jewelry, or else the honeypot is closed until Labor Day. You got that?
Valentine's Day. Get her something really expensive. Or not. I don't care. This is exactly why I'm staying single.
Do-it-yourselfer? Then you need the Valentine's Manual for Manly Man-Made Gifts. You'll find simple diagrams to help you make a duct tape rose, a heart-shaped rusty tool wreath, or if she likes jewels and gems, make a silicone adhesive and solder bead pendant. It's the Valentine's Manual for Manly Man-Made Gifts. Buy a copy, get a tetanus shot, and start crafting today.
Woo! This is Luke Bryan.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You grab a hotel room and we come into downtown and kind of treat Nashville like a little mini one-night vacation. And her biggest thing is she's like, all I want to do is be able to sleep in one morning. And, you know, she gets to sleep in and that's her Valentine's present. And we'll go to a nice dinner and just enjoy, you know, enjoy being around each other for an evening.
Happy Valentine's Day.
98Q Country.
Just take it slow.
98QCountry.com.
It's 7:30. How you doing? How you doing? A Monday, the 12th of February. Our wimpy weather continues. Not as wimpy as we had last couple of weeks, but still 30s today, tomorrow, Wednesday. A little bit cooler. Some dips down into the 20s for highs. But as you take a look at the extended forecast into next week, it's still in the 30s, and just no big snowstorms are headed our way. Just not happening. What a great Super Bowl yesterday, huh? What a entertaining game down the stretch. I mean, I know there wasn't a lot of scoring early on and people were bored of that. They're like, this is a terrible Super Bowl. I think it was just a matter of both defenses and both defensive backs for both teams. Very good. Very good. Both teams were very leery about throwing the ball down the field because they knew that the D-backs for the other team were good, were capable of intercepting and creating turnovers. So they were very reluctant to do that. And when it came right down to the end, I don't know, the 49ers in overtime. I don't like kicking a field goal and then saying, okay, I think we can stop the best quarterback in football from scoring a touchdown. What was it? Fourth and four? I might be wrong on that. In overtime where the 49ers decided to kick the field goal, I think I would have went for it. I think I would have said, I'm not going to let him do that. And he did. And Pat Mahomes, hindsight's always pretty good vision, isn't it? You know, you get a pick on defense and all of a sudden Kyle Shanahan's considered one of the best coaches in football, but he just can't get that Super Bowl yet. So he's got to get that if he's going to keep that title. Halftime show, I wasn't – I'm familiar with who Usher is, but I wasn't, it just wasn't my genre at the time or whatever. And it just, you know, he's good. I watched a little bit of it here and there. He brought out a few other artists. So if that's not the type of genre that you like, you probably did not enjoy the halftime show. But if you, you know, there's no sense in bashing it. Some people like to go on, worst halftime show ever. They'll comment on social media and say, just back away there, cowgirl. I know this isn't Reba McEntire, but I mean, it was a good production. Obviously, they put a lot of money into it. It's just amazing that they can get these top artists. Now, remember, Taylor Swift turned down the halftime show. And I think this was before Kelce was even into the scene, like a year ago or so. But reports were that Taylor Swift was offered the halftime show. She turned it down. These artists don't get paid. They don't get paid to be there and do the halftime show. Obviously, the Super Bowl will pay all the expenses of the show. But usually artists get paid a lot of money to sing and perform, you know, millions sometimes. So they don't get paid. So it's a pretty good gig for the Super Bowl. So Usher, halftime show. What else here? How about the commercials? Tom Brady and Gronk commercial. I thought that was pretty good. The one for Dunkin' Donuts. That was pretty funny. Those two putting themselves out there. Nothing else really caught my eye. There's a couple here and there that kind of made me giggle. The Kennedy commercial caught my eye, the old 60s feel to it. And it not so much that the commercial caught my eye and there was anything about the commercial. During the commercial, my jaw just dropped a little bit and I was just like, are the Democrats thinking that Biden's done and that we're going to have somebody else in there? But this was an outside group, apparently, that purchased. I don't think it was like Kennedy for president. I think it was paid for by, I think, another politically active or whatever. But that was an interesting commercial that they paid, you know, $7 million. Was the going rate for a 30 to have that spot in there. So we'll see how that shakes out with Biden and whether he's going to be able to continue if he is elected, or if they even want him in there is, you know, well, whatever. Too much politics, Joel. The winner of our Pick'em contest, ladies and gentlemen, this has been very, very exciting. We thank everybody who called in, the hundreds and hundreds of people who, well, we thank the people who called in and predicted the final score. And it was so close. We had one person who was within 3 points off, another one within 4 points off, another one within 8 points off. But ladies and gentlemen, the winner, who almost nailed it right on the old Bonacci, as DJ Rick would say, he predicted 24-21, and the final was 25-22. It is Alan L. Alan, I believe that's Al Obermeyer, I believe. Alan, congratulations. Stop on in. We've got some certificates for you from Park Falls Family Restaurant, from the Oxbow Resort and Village Pit Stop. Congratulations to you, Alan. All right. We'll throw some snowballs a little bit later on, a couple times this morning. We'll open it back up. We're just going to open it up and say, once you win twice, you're out. So you can win two times, and then you're out. Everybody should be able to get in and get some prizes. And we've got 34 certificates, I think 9 or 10 of which have gone out the door already with our snowball throwdown showdown. Well, we determined who's moving on to sectional wrestling this weekend. We also put together the WIAA tournament brackets. Hats off, by the way, to the WIAA. Wasn't that pretty cool? Did you see the selection show that they had? It aired, I think, here on Channel 9, if you get the Wausau Market. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I saw segments of it where they revealed the brackets for the WIAA Girls State Basketball Tournament, and they had a couple reporters at a couple different schools. They had one at McDonald's, and they were talking about how Phillips is going to be really tough to get through. So it was cool. It was just cool to see high school sports, the bracket reveal, brought to an hour-long show. I thought that was really, really a cool thing, and I'm assuming they'll do the same thing for the boys this coming week. But no surprise that the Phillips Loggers get the 2 seed. It's all computerized now, so there's not as many surprises as there has been in past years when coaches would get together and some would lean toward teams from their own conference and stuff like that. So Phillips gets a two seed, and they will have a bye until a week from Friday, and we'll have coverage of Shawamigan on Tuesday, and we'll have coverage of Butternut and Mercer also on Tuesday. They're going to play in Butternut. Butternut got a four seed, has had a real nice season, so we'll have tournament coverage for you next week. Let's get our twice an hour news and sports out at 7:37.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Kansas City Chiefs receiver Mecole Hardman caught the game-winning touchdown pass in overtime of the Super Bowl. But he told ABC's Good Morning America he hadn't realized what he had just done.
I didn't know. I blacked out for a second, and I seen Pat run to me. I'm like, okay, it's time to celebrate now. So, yeah, I definitely blacked out for sure.
Pat is Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. He was the MVP in the 25-22 overtime win over the San Francisco 49ers. Former President Donald Trump's expected to attend a hearing today in Florida involving the case brought by the special counsel over alleged mishandling of classified documents. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalized for the second time this year for what the Pentagon calls a bladder issue. He transferred his duties to his deputy. A woman was shot and killed after she pulled out a rifle and opened fire at celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's Houston church. A five-year-old boy with the woman was critically hurt. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Green Party candidates will be on election ballots in Wisconsin this year. That's after Wisconsin Elections Commission action yesterday. A Green Party candidate could make a difference in a close election in a key swing state, and the latest Marquette poll suggests President Biden has the most to lose from third-party and independent candidates. The Green Party has yet to put forward a nominee. It's tax season again. Seniors can get free help filing their taxes. The AARP's Darren Wasniewski says volunteers are trained on the latest tax code changes and can help in person or online.
You can just come once, give your documents, and then complete everything electronically online after that, going right over to just providing online coaching.
There are 120 AARP tax aid locations all over Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
The Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from Super Bowl 58. The Chiefs beat the 49ers 25-22 in overtime to become only the second team in over 20 years to win back-to-back NFL championships. Patrick Mahomes named the game's most valuable player, and what made the difference for Kansas City?
The attitude of the team, it's special, and I'm proud of the guys, man. I mean, we battled through and through all the way through the playoffs into the Super Bowl, and just like our whole season, it came down to the last play.
Tight end Travis Kelce caught on video shoving and yelling at Coach Andy Reid before halftime when the team was struggling.
You know, he bumps into me, I get after him, and we understand that. He loves to play the game. He wants to help his team win. It's not a selfish thing.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan on losing again to the Chiefs in a Super Bowl.
I mean, I heard the most for the players. Those are the guys. I mean, it's such a, can't tell you guys how long it takes to get here. Our guys, I heard for the most.
That's 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan. From Super Bowl 58, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, congrats to our area wrestlers who advance on to sectionals this coming weekend. From Shawamigan, Ethan Humphrey at 120 pounds advances, as does Gregory Morgan at 175. For Phillips advancing on, J.J. Adamitis at 126, Jason McMillan at 152. It was Daniel Adamitis at 144 advancing on to this weekend's sectionals. Ethan Upson at 165 advances on. And for Lakeland Mercer advancing on, it's Logan Gray Ives. He advances on at the 106-pound weight class. At 120, Justin Funmaker advances on. At 144, Jerome LaBarge. And at 157, it was Tyson Scoobel advancing on. And at 215, it was Leonard Chosa advancing on to sectional wrestling, which will take place this coming Saturday.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you bought her a negligee for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Four sizes too big?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do better this year. Hey, guys.
98Q Country.
If she got up there,
Danny Chesney there at 98Q Country. Well, the morning show transition continues. If you sense a lack of or maybe too much of energy in the morning show, we're transitioning on the morning show from coffee to tea. Been a coffee drinker for many, many years, early morning. Before that, I did soda in my younger days. I don't want to do that anymore. But the tea is all right. I mean, I did tea last Thursday and Friday with no caffeine. I had a little bit of a headache midday, but that went away when I'm still having a little cup of coffee midday. So I'm still doing that. I'm just not doing it in the morning. Thanks for sharing. Does anybody really care? It's my show. So I'm doing the tea, non-caffeinated tea. I did that Thursday, Friday. I was going to do caffeinated tea this morning, but I forgot my caffeinated tea at home, which is a huge shock to no one. So I'm going with the decaf tea, raspberry tea this morning, without sugar. I had a little bit of sugar in it last week, just a little bit of just a day. I discovered I don't need that. So thank you for thinking of me. And here, Super Bowl happened, Joel, talking about tea. That was a great game yesterday. Well, that was very entertaining. Very entertaining. As a neutral observer, I just kept thinking to myself, man, if I was a fan of the 49ers, I would just be like banging my head against a wall during this game. I mean, it's been 30 years now, excuse me, since the 49ers have won a Super Bowl. I don't feel as bad because they have won five. I mean, it's just like 49er fans are like, whatever. You already won five Super Bowls in your history. So it's not as intense as if you had a team like the Lions or Vikings or whatever that have never won a Super Bowl. That would have hurt even more. But a great game, a great Super Bowl. I thought everything about it was just pretty entertaining. I thought it was pretty. There was a couple of good commercials in there. The Gronk and Tom Brady commercial was pretty good. There was a couple other ones I thought that made me chuckle a little bit. So all in all, I thought it was just a fun experience with a great, great finish.
Finish first during the Race to Savings sale at Menards. Be ready for your next project with NASCAR champion number 12, Ryan Blaney Performance Work Gloves. Just $4.99 per pair after rebate. Keep your vehicle running great with FEP Stay Tuned Multi-System Fuel Additive. A 16-ounce can is free after rebate. Good through February 18th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details on all the great deals.
Save big money at
prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl, an early morning paper route, and a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline. How can I help you?
Cheer hope, find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential support to anyone experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis. Staffed by Family Services, 988 has experienced tremendous growth, and more statewide counselors are needed to answer calls, texts, and chats to the Lifeline. If you want to share hope and find purpose in your next job, apply now. You can work remotely from anywhere in Wisconsin. Training is provided and flexible hours are available. 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselors enjoy competitive compensation and benefits packages. Most importantly, you can share hope and find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline Counselor. Apply today at 988lifelinecounselor.org. Family Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Paid for by grants from SAMHSA and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 33 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 20 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 33. On Wednesday, a little bit of light snow with a high on Wednesday right around 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Now, here we are.
My favorite station,
98Q Country.
I've been a walking heartache. I've made a mess of me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I want to be. Beside me, watch as the storm blows through, and I need you. Scott gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. And for when I think I lost my way, there are no words here left to say. God.